The global demand for medicines is increasing with the aging population. Janos Spindic is conducting research into the plant-based production of powerful painkillers, such as morphine. He is a senior researcher at ACIP and graduated in molecular biology in Hungary. Today I'm his guest in Vienna. We talk about the production of active pharmaceutical ingredients, the role that poppy cells play in this process, and about the ACIP spin-in fellowship, because Janos has experience with this concept. My name is Sophie Weinhandel, I'm your host, and today's episode will be in English. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Biotexperten podcast. Today again I'm in Vienna at BOKU and my guest is Janos Spindic. So hello Janos, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Before we dive into today's topic, can you just briefly present your career path? Who are you and what are you researching on?
So I was born in Hungary, and as I grew up on the countryside, I quickly got interested in all sorts of plants and animals, and that brought me to a biological university studies. At the university, I fell in love with molecular biology, and during my PhD, I did research on how plants sense light and how they change their development to adapt to the environment. Following my PhD, I did a postdoc where I studied how a plant pathogen fungus influences the metabolism of its host plant. After this, in 2022, I applied for the spin-in fellowship of the Austrian Center of Industrial Biotechnology with a proposal to produce morphine in opium poppy cell culture. And to my very pleasant surprise, actually my application got supported by ACIP.
Mm-hmm. And now you are here. So you already mentioned your research is all about plant-based or plant cell culture-based medicines. Mm-hmm. So can you explain that a little bit more, like in detail? What exactly are these pharmaceuticals you're doing research on?
So plants have been used for millennia for curing diseases, and people made tea and extracts. During the modern days, we try to identify the active ingredient of a plant, and then we try to either extract it or synthesize it biochemically. These have some benefits, like you can set the exact dosage better or more exact, and you can also modify chemically these compounds to make them more effective in the human body. Plants produce a huge variety of compounds called secondary metabolites. These metabolites are called secondary because they are not essential for the plant life. On the other hand, these compounds influence the interaction with other living beings. For example, some of these compounds are poisonous to herbivores, they can attract beneficial bacteria to the roots, or some others inhibit the root growth of competing plants. From the human perspective, there are some more important compounds which influence the human metabolism in a beneficial way. And my particular interest is morphine, which is a very potent painkiller. And it's produced in opium poppy.
Maybe you can just explain quickly, why is this even necessary? So how is morphine currently produced? And what is the difference to your research?
So current morphine production relies on opium poppy, a plant. And this is the sole source of morphine at the moment. So the current technology is agriculture-based. We populate huge amount of land with opium poppy, then we grow them and harvest in the end when they bear fruit. And morphine is extracted chemically from this dry plant material using a lot of solvents. And our approach is trying to get rid of the agricultural part and grow opium poppy cells in a tank. And basically the major challenge of our work is to switch on the morphine biosynthetic pathway in these cells, which is normally not on at this stage.
So you already talked about your approach. Can we get into this
deeper. What is your scientific approach? How would you explain that?
So our work has three main roots or branches. So on the first, so one of the first aim is to identify the genetic switches which are switching on the morphine biosynthetic pathway. First, we tried to identify this in grown opium poppy plants, and then we tried to use these molecules to switch on the morphine biosynthetic pathway in cultured opium poppy cells. So the second line of development of our work is to develop an opium poppy cell line, which can grow very robust in a bioreactor or in a tank. And the third line of development is to develop an extraction technology which doesn't use solvents, so it's only water-based.
And what would you say, what is the most important ingredient for this research?
So this research focuses on alkaloids and alkaloid production. And alkaloids are secondary metabolites. Chemically, they contain nitrogen, and they are very active in the human body. There are some very prominent members like morphine, which is a painkiller, quinine, which is an antimalarial drug, and everybody knows nicotine, which you find in cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And as they are very active or very actively influence the human metabolism, they are very important from the perspective of the pharmaceutical industry.
How is the biotechnological process? Like, how can I imagine that?
So you need to imagine like a huge steel tank, which is filled with a plant-specific culture medium, which contains some sugar, some minerals, and vitamins. And then the medium is steered by a propeller or something. You also bring in air to provide oxygen for the cells. And the last component are the plant cells, basically, which are floating in this medium. And if the conditions are right, then these cells are growing and producing the compound we wish for.
Mm-hmm. You're saying if the conditions are right. What are the challenges?
So I think we have some scientific challenges, which means we need to identify these genetic switches which activate the pathway. We have also some technological challenges, meaning that we need to find the right conditions for these cells. And we also have some engineering challenges which we need to solve to optimize the growth conditions. And
But do you need a special lab or something for your production, for your research?
I mean, from my perspective, the lab is not so special. I mean, at the beginning, we need a lab which is suitable for molecular biology work. What is special from my perspective is brought in by Boku. This is specifically the engineering know-how and the bioreactors, without which my work wouldn't be possible. And this is why I'm very happy to be here at Boku.
Good. So if we're talking about challenges, let's also talk about the cost. Mm-hmm. What are the costs? What are the challenges regarding the costs, maybe?
One aim of our technology is to reduce the specific cost of morphine production. And we hope that by reducing these costs, we can also make it more available in low and middle income countries. But there are some additional costs linked to the current agricultural production, which we can also reduce. Because if we produce morphine in a bioreactor, in a tank, we don't need that huge land which is currently used for opium poppy and morphine production. And this would also lead to some cost reduction.
So basically, in your research, you're working on doing everything but like more little, basically, so that you don't need all these plants, that you don't need all these fields. Did I get that right?
Yes, basically, this is our aim, to reduce the production cost by reducing the land which is needed for current production. And also, another benefit of our technology would be that it is independent of the local climate. And you could set up a bioreactor anywhere on Earth if you wanted, also in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think, how long does commercialization take? So when will this be suitable and possible for mass production?
So our technology, if everything goes well, I think can be on the market 5 to 10 years. But let's see. I mean, as we talked about the challenges, it's hard to predict things.
Do you think that these plant cell culture based pharmaceuticals that you're doing research on could probably end drug shortages at some point?
Yes, I think we can reduce the specific costs, and that would make drugs more available. And also cultivating protected species and species which are growing really slow actually increases the production rate of certain compounds, and this also makes them more available.
For which patients are these medicines particularly important?
Elderly people having acute diseases which involves pain. There are some lung conditions which require constant pain management. There are also joint diseases. And I think the most important group is people living with terminal cancer, because there you really need pain management to live a normal life.
What do you know already about the side effects, about maybe the risk of getting addicted? Is it also the same as in conventional morphine?
So our technology will produce the same morphine molecule, therefore side effects and the additive effects will be the same. So unfortunately, we can't solve by our technology these problems.
Mm-hmm. I found something on the internet.
Okay.
Always dangerous. Yeah, yeah. There are some nitrogen compounds, apparently, which are needed to produce opiates. And they have also been found in animals, for example, in frogs. Is that also a possibility for research?
Yeah, you know, morphine is also produced in the plant, in the human body.
It is,
but it's a completely different pathway. And so unlike in opium poppy plants, where the whole pathway is known and all the enzymes are identified, in the human body it's not known. But the human body can also produce morphine. Morphine is very important because it mediates pain, because it basically sets the threshold of pain. So it inhibits the sensation of pain to be transmitted through the spinal cord to the brain. And when your body cannot produce these endogenous opiates, then as the clothes touches your skin, it feels like pain. So basically, morphine is setting the threshold, what is sensed as pain and what is not.
Okay.
So, and then therefore, it's produced also in the human body. And this is what happens with opiate addicts. When you have a lot of opiates in the body, the internal production stops. And when you stop opiate intake, then all the opiates are clearing your body. And then you have this physical pain of really...
So that means that opiates are found in every being, basically, that can feel pain?
For that I don't know, but in vertebrae, most probably, yes. I mean, I can't answer definitely this question.
Does that mean that poppy cells also feel pain?
I don't think so, no. They are just hijacking this... this pathway.
Okay, so we'll stay with plants.
So actually, we don't know how is morphine beneficial for opium poppy, and it can be that it's not. So because poppy is cultivated for a long time, and actually morphine production is increased. I mean, from the 30s, like 1930s, the morphine content of plants due to strain improved by a factor of almost 10. And it can be that poppy just by chance have this compound and it doesn't really need it. But as it was cultivated, people choose the one which has higher and higher content.
Good. So what is the long-term impact of this?
So currently we are developing a technology to activate morphine production in opium poppy cells. However, I really believe that the technology is transferable and we can use the very same technology to produce pharmaceuticals produced in other plant species. And so my vision would be that in a few decades, we have a few compounds produced in bioreactors using plant cells.
Your expertise was brought on board because of your research topic via spin-in fellowship from ACIP, and you mentioned it already in the beginning.
Yes.
What was your experience with the spin-in concept?
I think it's a really great concept, and I'm very happy to be here. I feel, okay, so from ACIP side, if I need something, they either provide the support directly or they find the person who can actually help me. And part of the support is that they found Johannes or identified Johannes Buyel, my supervisor, who brings in the engineering know-how at Boku.
And at the end, I want to ask you some personal questions. Your research topic is really broad and big, but if there was one question from your field of research that could be answered today, mm-hmm. like right now, which question are you most interested in?
So the central question of our research is how plant metabolic pathways are regulated. And if I'm really interested in this and I would like to answer it. And I hope by the end of this project, we have some definite answer for that.
I hope you'll get the answer.
Thank you.
Which advice would you give to students who want to enter your research field, who are like listening to this right now and who think that it's super interesting and want to start doing the same, basically?
The same.
What advice do you have for them?
I think you need to be curious to get into science. You also need to be flexible to some extent. And I think the most important thing is resilience, because I mean, research is inherently difficult because most of the experiments you do, most of your experiments won't work. You need to be also open, because sometimes the nature doesn't give you the answer you wanted and you have to accept it.
Also, patience is important, no?
Yeah, it's beneficial if you are patient.
Good. Janos, thank you so much. That's it. We're at the end of the episode. So interesting talking to you. Thank you.